Today's movie is Synecdoche, New York, directed by Charlie Kaufman, starring Philip Seymour Hoffman, and I don't know if it's just too early for me to be recording this. Jesus Christ. Sorry. I don't know, maybe it's just the nature of the movie itself. It's a bizarre movie. I don't really know what to say about it. I think Charlie Kaufman always kind of disappoints as a director, not as a writer, but as a director. I actually really liked Ant Kind, his book, and I liked this movie, Synecdoche, New York. I know it's long, and I didn't get too far into it. I might have watched the first hour before I fell asleep. I liked the tattooing part. I liked things about it. I liked Philip Seymour Hoffman's performance. He plays a theater director who is awarded a MacArthur grant. And he rents out this huge studio space and begins to mount this play that is this kind of like all-consuming thing for him. The last thing I remember from that is that it goes on for 17 years. This also deals with some of the women in his life, including our girl, one of the official Video Nasties actresses, Jennifer Jason Leigh. And she's actually, I thought she was like sexy in this role. Like she's playing sexy. There's definitely a thing for cleavage in this, including Samantha Morton, and then there's Hope Davis, and then there's, of course, Michelle Williams. And I thought there were some scenes that were better than others. There's, like, a scene with a doctor that I, like, would always see clipped before I saw this whole movie. Like, I just saw this short scene. I forget what the dialogue is, but I like that. I like the part where he says, she's tattooed, which I had seen that clip before as well, which is what I was referencing when I said the tattooing part. So, oh, and then, of course, Catherine Keener, who is his, I guess his baby mama, unless that's her daughter. No, but it is his daughter, yeah. I don't know. I was a little underwhelmed by it. 14 years of build-up. This came out in 2009. And I was, I always liked Charlie Kaufman. But I just never ended up seeing this movie. I just, like, never got around to seeing it. And now, as I said, 14 years later, it's finally on the Criterion Channel. And, yeah, I plan on finishing it. I plan on watching the whole thing. Oh, there's also a movie called My Name is Bruce. That's what it's called. It's part of the Asian American in the 80s collection, also on the Criterion Channel. And I started watching it, and it was like reminding me of Kung Fu. And then I decided I wanted to watch like a real actual Kung Fu movie. So I was going to pop on Hop Keto, but then I decided to go with Lady Whirlwind, which maybe seen twice from start to finish at this point. I'm not sure. I'm also still working my way through this book called A Little Life by Hanya Yamaguchi, something like that. I couldn't remember where I left off, so I just started again on part two. I ended up reading 100 pages. I should say I ended up rereading 100 pages, approximately. Which makes me a little angry and frustrated, but it's good to kind of, like, get me caught up, and it's good to help me see the differentiations between the parts, part one and two, and then part three, I think, should be starting soon. I figure I'll finish part two, hopefully part three as well, actually, and then return it to the library. I also need to keep reading Blindsight. I'm also still playing Red Dead Redemption 2. I do definitely like part 2, or whatever you want to call it, the epilogue, better so far than the main story. It's just kind of like more in-depth. It's kind of like a more simple story. You're on this farm, and I liked the wife character, Abigail, and I thought the son was okay. But then they disappeared. She ran off with the son, and now, I don't know, it's anyone's guess what happens next. Red Dead Redemption 2 by Rockstar Games. This is Video Nasties. I'm Maxwell Haddad. Thank you for listening. Also, quick note, Sammo Hung. Sammo Hung appears in Lady Whirlwind. He's a little skinnier at this time. It's definitely him. I'm not sure if it's... Well, I'm not 100% sure it's him, but I'm like 98% sure it's him. This is not... I don't know if this is a Golden Harvest movie. I don't think it is. I know he was a Golden Harvest actor and director. If that's indeed the same guy, maybe I'm all confused. But... that's definitely the guy, the beggar from Knockabout. And he, yeah, he definitely appears in Lady Whirlwind. As I said, a little skinnier. And as I said, I'm not sure what production company this was. I don't think it was Golden Harvest, but it might have been. It was not Shaw Brothers, as far as I know. Peace. And thank you for listening. And this is Video Nasties, and I'm Maxwell Haddad. Stay tuned for more. I may be back later today, or maybe on Friday, maybe not for a few days. I hope you'll stay tuned. Regardless of when I come back, thank you for listening. It's been fun. I may think of more to talk about. Synecdoche, New York was really the big watch, though, from last night. Talk to you soon. Peace. First of all, let me apologize for the wind. It's a very windy day. I am currently reading A Little Life by... Jesus Christ. Junya... Yanagihara, something like that, is the author's name. A woman who I think lives in Brooklyn. I really have no idea, but A Little Life is interesting. I'm finally caught up. I'm finally past. Okay, so I'm past the part that I already read, and I'm on to part 3 of A Little Life, which is called Vanities. And it's interesting. At first it's about Willem, and then now it's kind of shifted back to Jude. There's also JB and Malcolm. They are 4 college friends in this book about friendship. I don't know why the audio just cut out, but I'm back, and I'm reading Vanities from A Little Life. Now, Vanities refers to... Willem is an actor, okay. And he's now getting hired to do movies. He's flying to different locations. Vanities refers... is, I guess, how they refer to, within the context of this book, certain things on set. So, like, costume, hair, makeup, that kind of thing, are the quote-unquote vanities. And that's part 3 of the book. So that's what I'm reading. As I said, it's JB. I want to say JP. No, JB, Malcolm, Jude, and Willem. It's an interesting book. I want to finish it. I don't know how far I'll get this time. My books have been automatically renewing at the library, which is a very nice service. And I think I'll be able to get like halfway through it. I might be able to finish it. It's pretty long, somewhat dense, somewhat in depth. And I like when it gets into the kind of nitty gritty of the whatever jobs they're doing. As I said, Willem's an actor, so they do, there's, I don't know, material about that. But then there's also, Jude is a litigator, but then he kind of gets bought out by this corporate firm, so now he's doing different things. It's interesting to hear what he's doing. His sort of mentor, who also adopts him, along with his wife Julia, is named Harold, and he's mad about the corporate buyout, and that's sort of where I'm at in the novel. Thank you for listening. This is Video Nasties. I will talk to you again soon. See you in hell. Peace. I want to clarify one thing. I reread part 2 of A Little Life by Hanya Yanagihara. Hanya Yanagihara. That's what it is. So I reread part 2. Now, I don't mind rereading. I reread books all the time. I've read American Psycho like 4 times. I don't mind rereading things because I get more out of it. I get almost like more enriched from it, like the second or third time I read something, and I just enjoy the act of reading. Now, having said that, I was a little annoyed that I had previously read. I thought I was like somewhere within part 2, which is called The Postman or The Postman. I thought I had stopped there when I returned to the library. Turns out I had finished part 2. I guess I finished part 2 and then returned it. So anyway, I reread part 2, which was good because it refreshed my memory. It was sort of like what happened last time on A Little Life. Or, you know, last week on A Little Life. It was sort of like that. So it jogged my memory and kind of like put me in with the characters and got me reinvested in the story and got me ready for part 3, which is where I'm at now, which is what I'm reading now. And so far, it's the most interesting part to me. It feels like this is when the book itself really kicks in, and the first 2 parts were introductory. Sort of. It sort of has that feel to it.
This has been a production of Reptilian.